It's early Monday morning, and a group of three-year-old kids are learning how to throw a football in a gym at the YMCA in Sun Prairie.
Okay, ready, set, throw it up here. See there.
Kristen Bone of Madison is watching her daughter in pigtails from the bleachers. On her lap is her smiling, four-month-old daughter. Bone's husband has been deployed to Afghanistan 3 times, and she says she hopes whoever is president will focus on what's going on at home, not overseas.
It's stressful and puts an impact on the kids and on the family, and I worry every time that there's any type of crisis that not only are we going to throw a bunch of money into it, but that what that means for my family.
Although she still doesn't know if she'll vote for President Obama or Governor Romney, Bone will be thinking about her daughters when she steps in the voting booth. The economy, the debt, the unemployment rate, she wonders if any of it will improve.
I'm more worried about them being able to find jobs and them wondering if going to college is even worth all the financial responsibility and burden that it puts on you to even go to college.
Jessica Bingham's son is also in the gym class, but right now she's sitting at a tiny kid's table, coloring with her other son. The Cottage Grove mother of 5 does not want her children to deal with the debt when they grow up. Bingham wants Romney to become the next president, saying he's the one to get the job done.
I would like them to lower the debt by maybe cutting some programs that aren't really necessary and letting the middle class keep their tax breaks that they have as far as like the child tax credit.
Candy Wolfmeyer of Sun Prairie echoes Bingham's fear about the debt piling up under an Obama administration. While she's mostly concerned about the economy, there's one deal-breaking issue that determines who she votes for in each election.
Pro-life is a big issue for me, and I believe that a candidate must be pro-life in order for me to vote for him.
Upstairs at the YMCA, Barbara Stricker has just finished working out with her husband in a room full of treadmills and weight machines. The Sun Prairie resident says she is completely against Romney's stance on women's health issues.
Women's rights are important to me. I think it took a long time to get them. I don't think we want to give them up. And, you know, I don't want to make somebody else believe what I believe, but I want them to leave mine alone.
Stricker says with Obama in office, women will be able to make their own health decisions. Mario Drone is cooling down after running on a treadmill and lifting weights on his day off of work. This full-time father, full-time sporting goods store employee, says he's still learning about the political system. But Drone says he understands the importance of a well-informed vote and how it will affect him and his son, Mario Jr., in the future.
I definitely do think about him when it comes to elections, and think about myself of, you know, what I'm able to do and provide for him when he, you know, as I'm raising him. So it's just really important for me, you know, not that I definitely want anything to be handed out to me or become easy, but something that's going to actually help me, you know, get to that spot where I can, you know, definitely make a great path for him.
Drone says he eventually wants to go back to school, and he'll be voting for the one candidate he says is looking out for students.
Obama all day long. I mean, I think that a lot of people just really just want to get the black guy out of there. I think that's kind of sick. But I mean, I think he's really, you know, just a firm believer in the people.
Therefore, Drone will be casting a Democratic ballot on November 6th. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in Sun Prairie.